Darkly Dreaming Dexter, Disc 5.
A very large thrill ran through me. Stop her? Was it possible? Could he mean stop her? Until now, Harry had helped me control my dark passenger, feeding him stray pets, hunting deer. One glorious time, I had gone with him to catch a feral monkey that had been terrorizing a South Miami neighborhood. It had been so close, so almost human, but still not right, of course. And we had gone through all the theoretical steps of stalking, disposing of evidence, and so on. Harry knew that someday it would happen, and he wanted me to be ready to do it right. He had always held me back from actually doing it. But now, stop her? Could he mean it? "I'll go talk to the doctor," Deborah said. "He'll tell her to adjust your medicine." I opened my mouth to speak, but Harry squeezed my hand and nodded once, painfully. "Go," he said, and Deborah looked at him for a moment before she turned away and went to find the doctor. When she was gone, the room filled with a wild silence. I could think of nothing but what Harry had said. Stop her. And I couldn't think of any other way to interpret it, except that he was finally turning me loose, giving me permission to do the real thing at last. But I didn't dare ask him if that's what he had said, for fear he would tell me he meant something else. And so I just stood there for the longest time, staring out the small window into a garden outside, where a splatter of red flowers surrounded a fountain. Time passed. My mouth got dry.
"Dexter,"
Harry said at last. I didn't answer. Nothing I could think of seemed adequate.
"It's like this,"
Harry said, slowly and painfully, and my eyes jerked down to his. He gave me a strained half-smile when he saw that I was with him at last.
"I'll be gone soon," Harry said. "I can't stop you from being who you are."
"Being what I am, Dad," I said. He waved it away with a feeble, brittle hand.
"Sooner or later, you will need to do it to a person," he said,
and I felt my blood sing at the thought.
"Somebody who needs it."
"Like the nurse," I said with a thick tongue.
"Yes,"
he says, closing his eyes for a long moment, and when he went on, his voice had grown hazy with the pain.
"She needs it, Dexter. That's..."
He took a ragged breath. I could hear his tongue clacking as if his mouth was overdry.
"She's deliberately overdosing patients. Killing them on purpose. She's a killer, Dexter. A killer."